Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I'm loving you. This ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation, babe. Right in the thick of love. Times we get sick of love. Seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved. You made your mistake. And we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I feel put you first. And we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow.
Welcome, welcome. Today's relationships, information that's hard to swallow but good to know. I'm your host, Russell Price, specializing in red flags to show men and women you may be strung along. Our special guest this morning is Lydia Murphy, who's giving a Valentine's Day extravaganza, a gala beyond a gala. It's going to be in Baltimore. We're going to bring her up shortly. And also we've got Delsenia coming up shortly. She deals with trips and things for relationships. And also, Chris Thomas has got a Valentine's Day, pre-Valentine's Day event tonight for comedy. But we're going to talk about this topic today, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a love day that nobody gets by. And we're going to talk about the five levels of Valentine's Day, where you stand with your man. We're going to bring up Lydia Murphy. Lydia, are you on the air?
Yes, I am, Russell. And it's Lydia Murray. Murray.
Murray, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
Please forgive
me. I'm always messing with
me. Beat me, spank me, knock me out, because that's totally my fault. Lydia, tell us about the upcoming event that's coming up on February 14th, Love Day.
Yes, we're having a wonderful, elegant evening of entertainment, God first. And this is an evening to bring the one that you are in love with, the one that that you want to show love to. It's just all about the love and the giving of your soul. You will be enhanced with live entertainment by Scola. He's the artist that's going to be there. He's a platinum record artist from formerly Drew Hill. We also have a starring with Isaac Parham. And Isaac Parham plays the saxophone. He also sings. And his band will be there to entertain you. We have other liturgical dancers, comedy. We have just so much entertainment for you. As you come into the event, you will be greeted with young men to take your arm that will bring you down to the step and repeat at the red carpet to take pictures. You'll be greeted with wine, champagne, and hors d'oeuvres. It's just an evening that is unforgettable, and you and your loved one will just really enjoy yourself.
That is spectacular, and it means something to have somewhere to go or to do something on Valentine's Day that's spectacular, because Valentine's Day is a day of showing love. You're supposed to show love every day, but it's something about this Valentine's Day that nobody gets by. You have to show your partner, your significant other, your wife. You have to show love on Valentine's Day. How do they get tickets? Where can they contact?
Yes, you can get tickets. You can get tickets for this event online at cmlsbreakingthechains.org, and that'll take you right to the PayPal, and you can buy your tickets. You can also get a reserved room at the Hampton Inn, which is right there on the same lot. They are reduced rates of $109 with breakfast and Wi-Fi. We've made it very convenient for you to be able to stay over, as well as just give your Valentine the best day of their life as you carry that on through the year till the next time we meet. But this is a love event. It is for everyone. And we'd like you to go to CMLS breakingthechains.org for tickets, or you can call 410-241-8738. 410-241-8738. And that will be me, and I can get you tickets to you.
Oh, fantastic. That's going to be ideal. It's going to be extremely, extremely a venue that you don't want to miss. I've been to her event in the past, and it's first class. It's first class. It's U.S. grade center cut. You don't want to miss this event. If you have a lady, you want to be there.
It is
there.
A red carpet. Yes, it is a red carpet event. It is formal, black tie. So you don't want to forget to wear your red gown. It matters not the color, but, you know, we say red because it's Valentine's Day. And his tuck or his bad suit that he would like to wear.
Excellent. It sounds like it's going to be all that and more. And believe me, if Be There magazine is there, it's going to be an affair. And we're going to be there. Magazine will be there, and you need to be there also. Give us the name and the website and the way to take it.
Okay. The address is going to be at Martin's West. This is 6821 Dogwood Road in Windsor Mill, Maryland. The website again is www.cmlsbreakingthechains.org or call 410-241-8738. This is an evening you do not want to miss. And this is our fourth annual Valentine's Day Gala.
It's commendable to be doing this for 4 years. It's not easy to put on events. It's not easy to produce anything in the 2016. But to do it for 4 years, I want to commend you on your dedication and your tenacity of wanting to do this for others so others can have something to share. So it's truly, truly an honor. You can stay in the lane, lady. We got some more callers that's going to be coming up. It's Chris Thomas. You on the air? Delcina, you on the air?
Yes, I am, Russell.
Fantastic. Delcina, say hello to Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. How are you doing?
Hi, Darcy. I'm doing fine. Just getting ready for this big day to be able to pour the love of everybody that walks through those doors.
Oh, it sounds exciting. Wow.
Yes, I hope you'll be there.
Oh, I would love to, but I live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. If I were there, I would be there.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand.
Tell us what you do. Tell her what you do and what's coming up for you so she'll be familiar with what you do. And next time you can bring a busload up for her.
Exactly. Lydia, I am sponsoring a entertainment bus tour to the Norfolk Waterfront Jazz Festival in July, on July the 15th for 2 days, 15th through the 17th. And my tickets include everything, the bus round trip bus ticket that's leading from Clinton, Maryland. I am originally from Maryland, so that's my home base, okay? When we get down there, we will have hotel stay for 2 nights, and the bus is going to be our chauffeur around to all the destinations, and it will include the show for 2 nights. Friday night and Saturday night. And the show starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, goes to 11. And it's going to be on the waterfront in Norfolk. It's an outdoor festival, jazz festival, with a lineup of fantastic artists that's going to be performing. And they're going to have a cookout, and the professional restaurants are going to be grilling and cooking seafood and chicken, ribs, fried fish, shrimp, whatever you want. And then they have the ice cream trucks, you know, different businesses, local businesses are going to be handling the food, and it's for purchase for the people.
Sounds wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, it's exciting, and it's such a beautiful setting on the waterfront and right there with the cool breeze blowing off from the ocean. If you could picture Southwest waterfront, it's just like that, and with the boats and everything, and the night lights, they have the lights in the trees, the little white lights in the trees, and it's heavily secure, so we have, you know, everything, don't have no mess. And they have a cash bar out there, so people will not be able to bring liquor bottles in, but they will sell liquor to you, okay? And you can bring your folding chairs and sit on the lawn and just sit back and listen to the music and eat and have a great big old cookout. It's fun.
It's wonderful, nice and relaxing, because after these events I put on, I would love something like that with my husband. So,
wonderful.
What's
and
your
also,
ticket for this wonderful weekend?
Also, to top it off on Saturday during the day, to fill up the day and to keep the momentum going, I have added additional cruise brunch on one of the cruise ships called the Spirit of Norfolk, and this is a brand new ship that's being released in May, and there we're going to be aboard that ship, and that includes a brunch, all-you-can-eat brunch, and it's going to be fantastic. They're going to have a jazz trio with a DJ and dancing and cash bar, and the menu is just fantastic. They have the open-baked Atlantic sole, fillet of sole, and they're having the honey and sesame chicken, and then they also have the whole roasted pork loin and salads and vegetables, and then all kinds of desserts, and all this is included on the trip, and then that goes on from 11 in the day to 2 o'clock. And then the bus carries us back to the hotel, and we get ready. And they for the show, which starts at 5, so we have to be at that gate at 4:30, so we can be ahead, and they'll let us in because the bus capacity, we have 5 people, and we want to make sure we get in and get seated up. You know,
who's going to be playing at the festival? The jazz group.
Well, okay, the website, they're adding more artists. They have some on there now, and they said that they're adding them because it's still early. And you can go to the website and see www.norfolkfest.org, okay? And you
okay.
can see who has been committed so far, but they're adding more artists. And they're going to have 2 days of artists performing, and all jazz artists and rhythm and blues artists. And it's really a fabulous evening. And I've gone for 3 years in a row, and I say, oh, my God, I have got to share this. So this year I decided that I'm going to promote this and sponsor it and have just bring back all the good old times for mature adults who want to enjoy life, okay?
Okay, and, that's absolutely wonderful.
And I welcome you to come on and go because, it will be a fantastic, fantastic time. And also, they total for my everything that's included. You don't have to come out of your pocket for anything except if you want to buy cocktails and some food at the cookout. But everything on the brunch is on, and then the hotel is included breakfast at the hotel, and that's for Saturday morning and Sunday morning before we leave, okay? And that's $285 dollars per person for everything, okay? And I do have a payment plan set up, and matter of fact, February this month is the first initial payment of $75 deposit per person, and then $52 starting March, April, May, and June, and then that's $52 a month. and it's paid off, by the end of June, okay? And the trip doesn't start until July the 15th, okay? And this makes it affordable for people, and everybody say, how in the world you did all this for that little? I say, that's because I'm doing it by myself. And if I had brought a partner in, then it would cost more. So I'm trying to keep the cost down and keep it affordable and bring back the good old times and the good old days.
I absolutely think that's wonderful. And I'm going to speak to my husband about it. I advise everybody else to go ahead and try to get there for this.
I want to get your contact information so I can share your information with everybody, and then we can network that way and let everybody know what's going on and just start living life to the fullest.
Amen.
Well, give me your number, Betty. Give her your number right now. We'll take a break. Give me your number right
now. 410-241-8738. And your number?
Okay, you say 241-87 what?
38.
38, okay. And my name is Del, D-E-L-C-E-N-I-A, and my number is 843-997-8802. It's 843-997-8802.
Okay, well, we will be talking
Wonderful. Online
very soon.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the topic. The topic is Valentine's Day. Where do you stand with your man compared to Valentine's Day? It's five levels of Valentine's Day, and we're going to talk about that. It's going to tie in right with Lydia and her event because that's the top-of-the-line level of Valentine's Day. We're going to come right back. This is Today's Relationships, and I'm your host, Russell Price. We're going to be right back with the five levels of Valentine's Day. Where do you stand with your man? We'll be right back.
Wow.
We're the ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. Because we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow.
Welcome back. Today's relationships. On our newsmaker line, we have Lydia and we have Delsenia. Both of them are in the event business, and Lydia's event's coming up on Valentine's Day, and Delsenia's will be in July. We're going to talk about the topic this morning because we run out of time. The topic today is for Valentine's Day, to know what you got instead of call it what it's not. It's the five levels of Valentine's Day. Where do you stand with your man?
I would like to say something to that. I think that just knowing your man's what he really wants, because men are, or they're kind of, to me, kind of like you look through a telescope and they just see that within the circle and they're not all over the place like we are. And so to get right into that circle with them is to listen. He only
Excellent.
Wants certain small things, and we are looking for all this glitter around the other side, and he's only looking for just something small, most of them. So
right.
I'm absolutely just finding that myself after all these years. But
we
don't ask for a whole lot. And I think
right.
just knowing and listening to him and trying to just feel what he's absolutely wanting from you, as you did when you met him. Because when you met him, you were hitting all the dots and I's with him. And then after a while, you kind of lose that, and you just want what you want, and you're all over the place. So it's coming back to that center.
What we're talking about this morning is the five levels. We want to let people know, because we're running out of time. We only have a few minutes left on the air. We want to get these five levels in of relationship pertaining to Valentine's Day, because people are in relationships and they think they got one thing, but they have something else. They don't know what they got. So this particular levels will let you know what you got as far as Valentine's Day. When the blizzard of 2016 came, it let people know where they stood in their relationships, because some people never called them people, they never even wanted them to come over. It was a whole situation where you know what you got. Valentine's Day, similar to that, you will know what you got by the litmus test of Valentine's Day about what you receive from the man that's in your life. The number one level of Valentine's Day is the text message. If you're on level one, what you're going to receive from a man in his life, if you're on level one with that man, you're going to get a text message. That's all you're going to get that day is a text message. He's not going to call you. He's not going to want to see you. He's going to text you, say Happy Valentine's Day, and that's going to be level one. Level two could be a text message and a phone call. Happy Valentine's Day. Thinking about you, and he sends you a text. That's it. You get nothing else but that. Level three could be a phone call, a text, and some flowers. Flowers may come at your job, but that's all you're going to get. You're not going to see that man. He's not going to come to your job. He's going to actually just send you the flowers to your job. Level four is when he sends the flowers, he comes to the job, may take you to lunch, may even have some kind of little rendezvous during your noon hour. However, he will not see you at night. You will never see that man at night. Now, level five is basically the whole enchilada. He may give you a text message in the morning, a phone call, flowers, but then he's going to take you to Lydia's event. He's going to pick you up with his tuxedo on, take you to the event, enjoy the event, and take you back home. Or you, if you're married, you're going to be back home with the rose petals, the bath, everything. That's level five. And those are the five levels of Valentine's Day. You have to determine where you're at with your man, but very few people in some cases get to level five. Now, I need your feedback on those levels from a male, from a woman's perspective. Dustin, you go first.
Wow. Well, yeah. It's been so long since I've seen level five. It just sounds like deja vu if I were to see it again. Not since my husband passed, and it's been a long time, but that's what I look forward to. And you have to cultivate that kind of relationship and spend time with them. But I'm not at that point, but I welcome it if it ever does, come into my life,
That's excellent. Level five is ultimate. Lydia, what's your take on the five levels?
I would love that as well. I know there is romance here, but I haven't got the rose petals to the bed or to the tub yet. So I'm still waiting for level five myself. But that would be the top. I have to say my daughter's gotten there because her husband does it. So it's wonderful. I mean, that would be the ultimate for a woman to be able to receive that type of love.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I'm a romantic at heart. Romance is on my radar, and I was born with romance in my DNA because I was born a man. And the word man is snap dead in the middle of romance. You cannot be a man and don't have romance, because romance is in the word man. Man is in the word romance, and it was in my DNA, and I've been a romantic individual from the time I was a little child. I loved my mother. I romanced my mother. Valentine's Day, she was my first Valentine, was my mother. Valentine's Day, when you were a little kid, you go to kindergarten, they give you hearts and little candies, and you take to the person, be mine. You're only 4 or 5 years old. You're asking somebody to be mine. I love you. Give them a little candy. So it goes from there. It goes from kindergarten up to manhood. When you get to be a man and you have a woman, then Valentine's Day becomes a significant day of showing more love. You show love every day, but when it comes to Valentine's Day, you go for the level five of that day with your significant other, your woman. Make her feel like she's the queen that she is in your life and love her to the fullest. It's beyond candy and roses. It's love, romance, caring, hugging, cuddling, everything. It's all that and a bag of chips. Give us your closing statements about your events. Delcina, you go first. We're going to close out.
Well, I want people to know that it's coming up and it's for a beautiful outdoor romantic evening on the waterfront in Norfolk. The bus trip that I'm sponsoring, you can contact me at 843-997-8802 and set up your payment arrangement or pay in full. And it's going to the Norfolk Jazz Festival on the waterfront, and you can view previous events and by viewing the Norfolk, going to www.norfolkfest.org, and you can see previous events there.
Okay.
Excellent. Go ahead, Lydia, give us your closing statements on your event.
Okay, the event is Valentine's Day, Sunday, February 14th at Martin's West here in Windsor Mill, Maryland. That's 6821 Dogwood Road, Windsor Mill, Maryland. You can get your tickets online, www.breakingthechains.org. Phone number 410-241-8738. And I like to say that, Russell, you hit it on the nose. That's why we do this Valentine's Day Gala. It's about that first type of love that the woman really wants. It's romance. It's God first. It's just the ultimate. And we really love on you at this event. And I didn't tell you, but you have plenty of food with the hors d'oeuvres, and you have a full buffet dinner. It has crab cakes. It has crab dip. You have all kinds of vegetables and different types of shrimps. And it's like everything on that buffet, carving stations, turkey, glazed ham, desserts. You have it all right there to eat, and you'll be eating like all night, and we have the wine and champagne and all those bubbly kind of drinks that women like to drink, the soft drinks. There is no hard liquor here, but it's just a wonderful event. It's full of love, and as you leave, you'll know that you really had an enjoyable evening, and you'll be ready to go home and keep it going.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow.
This has been the Russell Price Today's Relationship Show, and we're looking forward to Valentine's Day, and we'll see you Monday morning on our networking show. It's all about you. This is going to be, before we go, we got one more caller that's on the air. We got these callers calling up. Caller, you on the air. Wait, hold on a minute. We'll get this caller up because we want to make sure that they get on. Everybody wants to be. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead. 202. Oh, man, we lost them now. I don't know what happened to them. But we want to make sure that they come on the air if you can call back. Call if you're listening, call back. This has been a serious, serious show because it's time now that we need to go and get things done. We want to make sure that people know what they're doing and know who they are. Without this relationship aspect of life, where would we be? How would we survive? What would we do? It's hard now. It's hard if you don't have this romance and love in your life. You need to make sure that people care about what you do. You know, you need to be sure that they do. If they don't, then where will you be? I'm looking forward to this event on Valentine's Day. And, Delcina, you're going to have a big, big, big opportunity to be what you're doing in July. People have time to get it in. Yeah. They have time to do what's happening. So they basically know what they do. They know what they want. It's all about life now. It's all about loving and caring and understanding and being there for each other. For Valentine's Day, don't let it get by. If you have someone you care about, if you have someone you love, let them know that you care. Let them know that you care. Let them know that you want to be there with them. Give a call. Hallmark is not out of business. Hallmark is still in business. It's good to have the internet. It's good to send someone an internet blast or a tweet or whatever you want to do. But there's nothing beats a Hallmark. A Hallmark is still still a touching aspect of life. People want a Hallmark card. So, again, happy Valentine's Day to you and yours, and we'll see you on our networking show on Monday morning. This is Russell Price, I'm the host. Today's relationship, information that's hard to follow but good to know. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's so long. Oh, this time it's cold. It's more confusing every day. Head back to hell again. Kiss and we make up all the way. I hang up, you call. We rise, we fall. We feel like just walking up.